With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Campaigning in the Jersey Shore town of Wildwood today, former President Trump says even Democrats are starting to rally around his campaign, making victory over President Biden possible in all 50 states.
He's so bad, I think we're going to win them all. All across America, millions of people in so-called blue states are joining our movement based on love, intelligence, and a thing called common sense.
The majority of polls show, despite the legal battles, the former president leads the incumbent president by several points. Also at SRNNews.com, the Biden administration issued a report suggesting Israel's use of U.S.-provided weapons in Gaza might have violated international humanitarian law without providing specifics. The BBC's Tom Bateman has details.
It says, for example, it doesn't have enough information to assess categorically that there have been absolute violations in specific instances. And critically, it stops short of withholding weapon supplies to Israel on the basis of that assessment, because it says the Israeli government has come back to the administration with assurances that these things are investigated, that there is accountability, and this in itself won't affect U.S. weapon supply to Israel.
More heavy rain has started to come down, and Brazil's already flooded Rio Grande do Sul state. Brazil's National Meteorology Institute says nearly 6 inches of rain could fall over the weekend. It says there's also a high likelihood of winds will intensify and water levels rise in the Patos Lagoon next to the state capital of Porto Alegre and the surrounding area. Authorities say since last week, 126 people at least have died. SRN News. When you die, what happens?
According to a new poll from Arizona Christian University, belief in any kind of afterlife is declining in the U.S. Nearly 1 in 5 adults think that when a person dies, they simply cease to exist. Older people are more likely to believe this, 25% versus 15% of young adults. However, the younger cohort is a lot more likely to think that when they die, they will be reincarnated and return to Earth, either as a different person or a different life form. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In Florida, a ballot amendment would allow the legalization of all marijuana. About 60% of Florida voters in the 2022 elections favored legalizing recreational pot, and among voters under 45, it was 76%. However, most experts think President Biden has very little chance of winning Florida, no matter what's on the ballot. This is SRN News. An Oklahoma death row inmate will not be executed.
District Judge Tim Mills wrote that psychologists found that 63-year-old inmate Wade Greeley Lay has no rational understanding of why he is to be put to death. Defense attorney Callie Heller called the ruling a relief, saying Lay is convinced that the execution is part of a government conspiracy to silence him. Heller said the state will seek a formal stay of execution. Lay was convicted of killing a Tulsa bank guard in 2004. A spokesperson for Attorney General Gittner Drummond did not comment. John Scott reporting.
With Hunter Biden's trial on firearms charges set to move forward next month, his attorneys have not been successful in getting the judge in the case to dismiss the prosecution, and federal appeals court did not rule on the merits of the claim. As a result, the trial of the president's son should begin June 3rd in Delaware. More at SRNNews.com.